AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Mueller Industries' near record close masks a slower run than metal fabrication peers. MLI finished at $138.10, only 2.2% below its 52-week high, with the trend signals still active. The caution is participation and peer context. Volume was light, and the stock's four-week gain trails a hot metal fabrication group. Research brief. Mueller Industries gained 4.0% in the latest week and remains in a constructive weekly regime, trading 13.2% above its trend line, with 45 active weeks across the past year. The stock's 28.1% 12-week advance is stronger than the U.S. industrials and metal fabrication averages, but the latest month has cooled to 1.5%, well behind the industry's 13.1% 4-week move. Volume confirmation is also modest, at 0.8 times the 13-week average. Key points. 1. MLI closed at $138.10 on 2026-06-12, up 4.0% for the week and 2.2% below its $141.10 52-week high. 2. The trend signal is active for a 10th week, with price 13.2% above the $122 trend line. 3. The stock trades 81.3% above fair value of $76.17, reflecting strong premium demand, but also a valuation stretch. 4. Volume was 2.6 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.6 times the 52-week average. 5. MLI's 12-week return of 28.1% beats the U.S. industrials average of 12.9% and the metal fabrication average of 24.9%, but its 1.5% 4-week return lags both group measures. Weekly move holds near the range ceiling. Mueller Industries, a $14.2 billion industrials company in the U.S. metal fabrication industry, ended the week at $138.10 after a 4.0% gain. That puts the shares at 95.6% of their 52-week range and just 2.2% below the $141.10 high, keeping the price action close to the upper boundary after a strong 12-week run. The trend signal remains active, now in a 10-week streak, and the stock has been active in 45 of the past 52 weeks, for 86.5% trend breadth. Price is still comfortably above the $122 trend line, but the distance from fair value is wider. At $138.10, MLI trades 81.3% above the $76.17 fair value marker. Momentum is positive, but the industry tape is hotter. MLI's 28.1% 12-week return is the clearest strength in the packet, ahead of the U.S. industrials average of 12.9% and the metal fabrication average of 24.9%. The 52-week return is 87.4%, while the 26-week return is 21.7%, confirming that the longer tape still favors the stock. The shorter-term comparison is less commanding. MLI's 4.0% weekly gain beat the broader industrials average of 1.3%, but trailed the metal fabrication industry average of 5.1%. Over 4 weeks, the stock is up only 1.5%, against 4.0% for industrials and 13.1% for metal fabrication, ranking 15th of 18 industry constituents on that measure. That makes the current setup constructive, not dominant. Signals remain supportive without a participation upgrade. Market dynamics is positive at 0.31, with a 15.1% 4-week improvement, while the forward expectation reading is positive at 57.23%. Relative strength stands at 14.41, but its 4-week change is negative at -9.0%, matching the picture of a stock still in trend, but with less urgency than some metal fabrication peers. Volume is the main missing confirmation. Latest weekly volume is 2.6 million shares versus a 13-week average of 3.3 million and a 52-week average of 4.2 million. Leaving participation at 0.8 times and 0.6 times respectively. The move has kept price near the high, but it has not yet drawn the heavier turnover that would make the breakout case cleaner. Risk and what to watch next. Risk is moderate rather than extreme in the supplied data. 13-week volatility is 4.6%, slightly above the 52-week reading of 4.1%. Across the past year, MLI has logged 34 upside weeks and 18 downside weeks, with average gains of 3.5% versus average losses of 2.8%. A favorable balance, but not a guarantee against pullbacks from an elevated range position. The next test is whether price can hold above the $122 trend line while pressing the $141.10 high with stronger volume. A volume ratio above 1.5x would show broader participation. If market dynamics fades while relative strength continues to cool, the 81.3% fair value premium becomes a more prominent risk marker. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.